Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
The difference between a website that generates leads and one that gets ignored, it often comes down to a single story. I'm excited to have an amazing guest today. Her name is Chris Jones. She has a new book coming out called Story Brand Your Coaching Business, which I can't wait to read. And I will be one of the first to be purchasing it. But welcome to our show, Chris. It's lovely to have you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Chris, we are excited because the book just went on pre-order. But what I'd love to know from you is tell us about your journey. Like, how did you end up here? How did the book come to mind? And what inspired you to write the book? And what has the journey been like?
I've been doing this type of work for over 20 years now. So really was lucky enough to follow the golden thread of my own story and really do the work that I've been passionate about as an entrepreneur for over two decades. And in 2017, I became a story brand guide, and I was one of the very first because I resonated with Donald Miller so much. The book Building a Story Brand hadn't even come out yet, but I knew after working with the clients that I've been working with, a lot of coaches, a lot of consultants, a lot of personal brands, that I watched these people struggle with trying to create their own message. At that time, my focus was much on creating the brand design, the brand visuals, and the website. And then my clients would generate the messaging and give it to me. And so I just watched them time and time again struggle with that part of the project. And it was hard to watch them struggle. I had a client one time, and she called me that morning. She'd been up all night, and she'd been working on this for weeks. And she was like, I don't know what it is. The harder I try to write my own message, the worse it gets. It's like when you handle clay for too long, it turns into mush instead of the sculpture that you want it to become. And so she was just stuck, and I didn't feel very equipped to help her. And that was not the first time this had happened, but it was the day that I decided I'm never going to let another client of mine struggle with this again. But also what I found is that once we crafted that message, that we could repurpose that same message in every area of their business. And whether it's on social media, whether it's on a podcast, whether it's in person at a networking event, whether it's the answer to the question, what do you do? Once we created that core signature story, they were able to reuse it everywhere because your story, and this is what people don't really realize, and they go, how can you use one story everywhere in your business? Number one, won't people get bored of that? Won't it look like I'm lazy? Don't I need to generate fresh content all the time? And the answer is no. Yes, it is less work for you, but it's actually way more effective because people need to hear things over and over and over again in order for them to really remember you and for you to become known for solving the problem that you solve. The shortest version of it is the answer to the question, what do you do? How do we craft a story that's two sentences long, but still contains all the hero's journey components? And then we have a medium-sized one that I write for you. It's a video script that appears on your homepage, and then everything in between. And so, of course, like the best part was that I got to really apply it to my clients' work and watch the same thing happen for them. I had a guy who I worked with who was an accountant, actually, and he was on the verge of burnout, barely scraping by. And we applied story to his business, and he was able to increase his rates by six times. When he came to me, the truth is, when he came to me, he was about to shut down the doors of his business. He was that close to it. And he bet on himself, and he bet on himself through working with me. And everything turned around. And that's just one of dozens and dozens of examples of stories that I've got on my website that are basically video stories that my clients share with me around what has happened for them after we've integrated this approach and strategy into their business. So that was a long-winded answer, but that's how I got here.
And that's amazing, because now with the book, did you partner with Donald Miller on this?
Yes, we co-authored it. He wrote the foreword and the introduction and a prep work chapter, and then he handed the baton over to me to talk about the 12 strategies that it takes to make your ideal clients say yes.
And so, yeah, so that's amazing that you started doing this, and then now you have this opportunity to help more people, because I know you have such a passion for serving others and helping people.
Okay, quick pause. This episode is sponsored by our Profit Clarity Masterclass. If you've been avoiding your finances and quietly hoping it won't catch up with you, we want you to hear this. You're not failing. This is incredibly common for most business owners. Most people don't avoid money because they don't care. They avoid it because it feels heavy, confusing, or stressful. In our free live masterclass, we're going to show you a clear, more supportive way to handle your finances so your business can actually support your life. You can learn more and save your seat at lessmathmoremoney.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
And I think this book is going to be huge for you, and I think it's going to help so many business owners. So I am thrilled. Can you share a couple of those 12 steps with us?
One of the big ones is positioning, which is a term that a lot of people are like, what does that even mean anyway? Positioning is just getting really clear on the problem that you solve and becoming known for solving one problem, which for a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners and coaches, consultants, it's very hard to narrow things down to one problem that you solve. But the reality is, if you want to be known, if you want to be sought after, you need to pick one problem that you want to be known for. And so that's one of the most important chapters that is at the beginning. One of the other critical things that we do, the foundational things that we do in the book, is craft your 5 story brand sound bites. So sound bites are very short, concise statements that get people's attention. As entrepreneurs, we love to talk about what we do. We love to talk about how we do it. And we love to educate people around our area of expertise. I call this type of activity a front porch activity. This is kind of like hanging out on the front porch with your potential client, getting to know each other, building trust. If you invite somebody to your front porch, but you don't have front steps for them to get up to the porch, they will not come. And so online, we're talking all of this front porch content, but we haven't yet grabbed their attention, the attention of the right people, the ideal clients that we want to be talking to. You have to have those 5 story brand sound bites in order to grab their attention, invite them up those 5 front steps, and then you can do front porch activity. But first things first, you've got to grab people's attention. And then chapter 2 of the book is how to turn your website into your top sales employee. We have another chapter on the importance of podcast guesting, and that's a whole chapter in the book. And we have another chapter just on crafting a video that's going to help you attract the right clients. So there's lots of things that we get to go into, and each and every one, when you implement them all, or even if you implemented a handful of them, it's going to really make all the difference in your ability to make more money and reach more people, right? It's not all about money, but making more money allows us to have a greater ability to then reach more people.
Yeah. And I think for so many of us, I think for Jeannie and I, it's a little bit harder because there's 2 of us and we're very different people, but it is really hard to craft that story and come up with a unified voice. And I know we've talked in the past, a large percentage of people are embarrassed by their websites. Is that, do you feel like that's because they can't, again, there is, we have such a hard time putting together our own messaging. Do you think it's because we're all too close to it? Do you feel like it's because we just don't have the core skills that you're teaching in the book? Or is it a little bit of a combination of both?
It's really, people think it's a writing problem, but it's actually a perspective problem. The problem is you're too close to your own business to talk about it with clarity. And I liken it to, you're so close to it that you're inside the bottle trying to read the label that can only be read from outside. And so, yes, I have a background and an expertise in writing and storytelling. But as important as that is my ability to come look at your business with fresh eyes and read your label for you. So the way I work with my clients, I don't coach them on how to write their own story. I write it for them because it is so hard to do for yourself, and no business owner is immune to that difficulty. And so there's two things going on. Number one, that bottle effect. That's what I call when you're inside the bottle, it's the bottle effect. And then the curse of knowledge, it's just, you've been marinating in your industry and your expertise for so many years that you've forgotten what it's not like to know what you know. And so almost every entrepreneur that I meet is kind of cringes when I ask for their website address. They're a little bit embarrassed of it, or a lot embarrassed of it. If I ask them, how do your clients find you? Do they come through your website? And how many people per month come to you through your website? They usually say none. Actually, when I think back on the last year, they say nobody came to through my website. It was all word of mouth and referral. And referrals are great, but they're very inconsistent. And it's not the best way to run a business. Like, referrals can be a nice little addition, but we really want to set up our business in a way that's going to attract clients consistently and on autopilot and with tools that are working for us, so we don't have to go drum up new clients month after month.
Yeah, for anybody who's ever had to write their own website or design their own website, that homepage is so painful. What do I focus on? Which is the most important thing? Do I talk about them? Do I talk in first person? There's so many decisions that need to be made.
It's very overwhelming and it's very hard to do yourself. Until you get into it, you don't realize how hard it is and how many decisions that you need to make. But the beautiful thing, and not only that, you have to also become a designer on top of everything else. But the beautiful thing about story is that it really allows people to engage with you, resonate with you, trust you. It motivates them to take action. And in addition to that, what's really cool about story is that it's a filtration device. So it will filter out the noise. And so it becomes very clear what we're going to keep on the page and the noise that we're going to filter out, the clutter. The clutter on the page, we remove that entirely and we just keep that golden thread of your story.
Yeah, because I know we're guilty of this. We want to tell people all the features. Here's what it can do for you. Here's what it can do for you. Yes. And so it's so hard to try and tone that down and make sure you're talking about benefits and how this works. Yeah, I love that you do this for people because it's so needed.
It really is. We get really excited about what we do and how we do it and how we do it differently. And the reality is, a first-time visitor doesn't really care how you do it. They just want to make sure you can do it, that you can solve their problem. And so I want to shift people's idea from thinking about the website as a catch-all for all the information and almost like a resume for everything that you've ever done and all that you can potentially do for them, to a first 5-minute coffee date. So they're on the homepage. If you're very lucky, they're on there for a couple of minutes. And so you have to treat the website like a first 5-minute coffee date. And what level of detail would you go into if you were meeting somebody for 5 minutes?
Yeah. And Chris, in your book, you talk about AI. Do you find a lot of people think that with AI now they can just do this themselves? Or do you find that people's writing is actually getting worse because of AI? What are you experiencing in that? Can I just give AI the story brand book and have it write my story for me? I guess, what are you coming up against?
Yeah, AI, I'm not anti-AI at all. It's just you really have to know what you're doing in order to work with AI as a tool. AI will just generate and generate, and then all of a sudden you're overwhelmed and fatigued and you can't, your eyes blur. You have to really know what you're doing to identify, oh, that's actually a quality output versus that's like AI slop, which is a word that's coming around more and more because AI is just generating a bunch of slop. We roll up our sleeves, we do the deep work, the foundational work of really getting clear on who you are, your story, you know, the problem that you solve, how are we going to craft this story? Then once you have that story, it's garbage in, garbage out, right? So then you've got this story that's really clear that then you can feed it into AI and generate new things. But you need to do that foundational work to get clear on your story first.
Yeah, it's funny. I always laugh because an AI is always complimenting you. Oh, absolutely. That was the right thing. Oh, now you're really honing in. Now we're going to. But it's just.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, I know. It knows humans just want to be complimented and reassured. Our little egos need to be stroked. But eventually, like, you just stop believing it because you're like, I could tell you a really terrible idea right now. And you're going to be like, good creative thinking. But it's just, I think, I don't know if you've ever met a person like that, but you begin to kind of not trust what they say if they're just constantly a yes man. It loses its ability to, like, I don't know, the trust goes away and it's hard to believe and know if what it's telling you is true or not.
It's interesting because, Chris, I know you, Jeannie and I specialize in outsourcing. Obviously, we specialize in virtual assistants. I would say I've had three conversations in the past week where the people I was talking to thought I was talking about an AI agent. So it's interesting. So now I'm realizing we have to change some of our wording because when you use the word virtual assistant, people automatically go to a genic AI and an agent rather than a person. And it's, no, they're actually real people. The virtual assistants, they are trained to use AI, but AI is a tool. And so, yeah, it's fascinating to see how times are changing, which I do think what you're doing is so important too, because now I think we're craving more human connection. Because it does feel like everything's being generated by machines. The machines have taken over, right? And so people want that authentic connection. And I think what you do is so powerful because of story. So give us a little bit more information about your book. And then I want everyone to find out how to go and pre-order it. Because I know Jeannie and I are going to do that as soon as we get off this interview with you. And so we're excited for you. We're excited to read it.
Yeah. So the book, it's called Story Brand Your Coaching Business by Chris Jones and Donald Miller. And if you go on to Amazon, it'll pop right up. It has a green cover on there. So you can find it there. If you're interested in potentially working with me, you can go to my website at reddoorstories.com and click on the blue button to book a call with me there. Pretty much everything about me is on my website and the way that I work with my clients. So those are the two things that I would really appreciate you doing.
Awesome. Chris, thank you so much for joining us today. We definitely want to have you back after the book is out there and printed, and we'll have another conversation at that point. Jeannie and I will have read the book, and so we can have a different type of conversation. So thank you for joining us today. And yeah, for all of you listening, make sure to check out Chris's website and definitely get the book. She is amazing. Jeannie and I have known her for quite a while, and we're looking forward to doing some collaborations and working with her. Anything else you want to add, Miss Jeannie?
Nope. We love having Chris here, and we love hearing stories, and we love encouraging you all who are listening that your website doesn't have to be painful. You just might be smart to bring somebody in to help you with that, so it is less painful. So, Chris, thank you for doing what you do. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. This has been really fun.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.